Your hands together, celebrate the Lord, take your seat in the heavenly places. Lord bless you for coming. You will not leave here as you came. Definitely something would shift in your life. Any encounter of the Lord is something that brings to our life. Encounters are rare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we are in the month of prophecy. So whatever that we are hearing from the Lord, we need to pay attention and hear it very well. The word of the Lord makes man's life possible. Our establishments as a human being comes from the spirit that God poured out over our life. So this morning, the value of prophecy. Now, what is the essence of receiving a prophecy? And how do people value prophecies when it comes? Is prophecy an old-time dispensation or not?
Now, your baby says,
now prophecy is valuable in terms of medium of communication from God to man. How God? It is a communication system. How God transfer information from him God to man. It is so important to hear God's voice at all times. Now, without receiving God's word, the journey of mankind will be very difficult. So, hearing from God is very important. Now, before I end this message, you know how God used to communicate to man. We bless the name of the Lord for giving us such opportunity. As we are here, people also in somewhere watching ATV, they are also going to enjoy this message.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now, the different way we can receive information from God. The different way we can receive information from God. Now we have the audible way. We call it echoic, and echoic is the visual sight, and the echoic is the hearing form.
We know any psychology. I won't tell you. Then you should be home economics.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's just the ear and the psychology. They are just
so echoic.
So hearing.
For
me to speak as a psychologist, I have to use something for you to understand.
Then you say, Papa, agent, yes, obey a psychologist. I say, but then maybe fry.
Now we have the audible for it. That is God speaking to man directly. Now let's go back to Genesis. How communication began in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, verses 8 to 10.
Genesis 3, the verse 8 to 10. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? The verse 10. And he said, I heard the voice of thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself.
Now, two things for us to learn from this passage. Adam said,
Adam ebua se se.
In the first place, God called Adam.
Edikan no Awurade bo ni di se Adam na won hi.
So I am calling you, Pastor Lord. Lord.
Of we, Bishop.
Lord.
Bishop.
Aha. Where are you, Lord?
Of Mr. Flowers neti ha no mu, me ko to ha mi te ha.
Listen.
Tio.
God called Adam.
Awurade team mu efre Adam.
The same way we used to call ourselves. I remember my mother can shout from here, wherever you are, you hear the voice. And this morning I was so pity for my wife because every one of them want attention. And I
will
hear this complaint and this one and that one, and I said, I was in the room, I said, yeah, brother, poor mommy.
So for my meeting in charge office, we'll be adding the keys.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Where is it? Everybody needs attention.
And
as a parent, you need to attend to everyone. Never ever reject anybody. Yesterday, a woman called me and said that my husband doesn't like one of my children.
And
it is something so strange. If parent who has given birth to your own children, you like and dislike some, it's dangerous. You may not know the one who is going to take care of you ahead of time. You might think that those that you pay attention to them, somehow they will be doing far better than others. But you are not God. You can't predict life. Parents, one of the things that we need to understand in life is taking care of your children. Behavior begins at our childhood. Whatever forms in our cognitive, that is what will go ahead of time.
Now,
God called Adam.
Everybody team who pray Adam.
And Adam responded.
Now, Adam Jesus.
And God said, Adam, where are you?
Now, everybody beside say, he found an hour.
And listen to the answer.
He
said, I heard your voice in where? In the garden. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. So, God do not appear personally. But the voice of God represents God. Do you understand it?
Yes, sir.
So, God appear in the voice form. Adam can hear God's voice, but he can't see God. Because you can't see God and live. No any mortal human being will see God and still be alive. So when Adam heard the voice of God, he said, I was afraid because I'm naked and I hide myself. He hid himself. Now listen, what I want you to understand here is the voice of God, communication, how God began to talk to mankind. And Adam is the first person who heard the voice of God, but not in a personality form, but the voice form. So, information begins at the garden. God started communicating to man. But the communication system, just as we hear from God directly, that is how God wanted to live with his children. But something occurred, and you come back to know so many things. In the second way, the same thing applies to the son of Adam. Another time we get God talking to mankind is when Cain killed his brother Abel. Put the scripture. And God said, where is your brother? And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
Now,
it means that God called
Cain.
needed the attention of Cain. He spoke to Cain. So in those days, they were able to hear from God direct. God can speak and they can hear directly. God spoke to Cain. Now God spoke to Abraham.
Abraham
Noah.
Moses.
And so many on. In the case of Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, he said, "Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to the land I will show you." So he said, the Lord had said to Abraham.
Now Ebrade akachre Abraham say.
The Lord has said to Abraham.
Ebrade akachre Abraham say.
So there is a discussion which has went on. Abraham was so familiar to the voice of God, he heard the voice of God directly.
Abraham ninya menyo kufa mu odin kopem se otinya meni a hu se wei enya meni.
So what God said,
did the radical you know,
he moved towards the direction of God.
Odi na monachi enenachi eye the radical.
This is what I want everybody as a child of God, you need to understand before I end my message.
Na when ni adia me pesi nya me pebiere nya mu ntiasse ansa me di asemi epewiye.
Now Noah,
you hear Obema Noah so.
When we read Genesis chapter 6 verses 13 to 40, and God said to Noah.
Now Ebrade si Noah say.
And God said to Noah.
Tieniye Ebrade si Noah say.
The end of all flesh has come before me.
Onemi na evie ye enye du ewo menim.
So in those days, the way the Lord used to communicate, it is the way they hear audible voice.
Tie brini mu kwanya mini nipedi kita wone say okasa ema ode na so ete.
They can hear from God. So in the days of
Noah,
the Lord gave him a discretion that you I'm come to end all fresh. Do this, do that, prepare an ark. Dimensions, everything God gave it deeply to
Noah.
So Noah was able to hear God's voice, even in every measurement, to do the ark. The Lord showed him, do that, bring chambers in it, and do Noah, put your hands together for Noah.
Noah did exactly
towards what God said to him.
And
should I ask you this question?
Do
you hear from God?
So what thing yanko pone?
And when you hear God's voice, do you obey? Are you in the church? It's very important to understand this message when I finish. Because hearing from God is the most a treasure that everybody has to get. And when you hear, obey. Moses, in the book of Exodus chapter number 3 verses 1 to 4. Now Moses went tending the flocks of his in-law Jethro, his father-in-law, as a prince of what? Midian. And he led the flocks to what? Back of the desert. Now I want this. He said, God and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire in the midst of the burning bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now attend aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn? So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, he said, and he said, here I am.
Now, Radisha said, where can any area eja na eda doto ni muno?
Now, when Moses gave attention to God, the way God used to communicate to Adam, Abraham, and others are different.
It is not the
same. Similar way God used to communicate. God can use mediums. Certain things can communicate to you. When God needed Moses' attention, wanted Moses to do something for him, he called him out of the burning bush. So God can turn to be a burning bush.
So
out of the burning bush, God called him. Are you in the church? The voice came out of the burning bush. So strange. Powerful miracle. And Moses heard it. But Moses answered, "Here I am, Lord." That is what I want you to understand. How you can live your life accordance with the scriptures. And when God speaks, you will not doubt it. Say, "Here I am." The Lord needed to send Moses to do something for him. So God called him. Most of time you have been hearing from God. In our dispensation, the Holy Ghost is familiar to us. It is the God that we live with. Remember that whenever the good news, something teaches you the right things. Remember, it's God who is talking.
Now
we will come on that. Another way God used to communicate to mankind or man, it is through dreams. Now we move from the audio, we come to dreams. The Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, Mary. When Joseph found out that Mary has what? Be pregnated. Then he decided not to marry him here again. Sorry. Now, in the midnight, the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Now, don't take that decision.
Joseph.
Why? Because I am the Lord. I know what I'm doing. So in the New Testament, this particular story started early in the New Testament. Why? Because Joseph decided to reject God's plan, and God revealed himself, and God communicated to Joseph through the dream. So in dreams, God can speak to you. So there are many things that we can have. Visions, dreams. But it is most of the time our dreams and the way we interpret, that is how the trouble
is.
It is not all our dreams that we dreamt God is communicating to us.
No.
Every human being, the way we are, as you are watching me, you can have a vision whereby you are in the church. It is the same way, the way your eyes has captured a lot of information. It plays back in our subconscious. Sometimes we have said, that is how we interpret dreams. All dreams are not the same. So if you don't understand this, you will just misinterpret dreams, and I found out that you are dead, so you are going to die. No. So sometimes you know people who know they are saying it's so strange. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I dreamt I'm in a cemetery. Now, maybe some question. Have you never been to a cemetery before? Your eyes is a video camera. It captured a lot of things. So sometimes it plays back. It plays back. We have dream analysis, the way we give meanings to dreams. And sometimes you have you dreamt that you are in your old school. You see, you are in your old classroom. So for say me so that's me come at you, they said, yeah, me name in United States, so that you be an army was school.
But that's so early.
Me bus house, I won't go school da. School now, what cop panel? Classroom, what tramp panel? One day, a beba. But the way ya, ya interpreted dreams, I've been doing, it has been a great worry to so many people. That oh the way oh now who are classroom oh when you are coaching then asani timi si asamo so say ah no tina na asemi niema njina eba on niema na eba sani biya wuna wuntu tu niema yi you are not doing your things well iti wudi ba kwa share dream but dream don't so a playback but no tia sebe timi read dream now wunu say no it is not like that now. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Daniel went there to interpret the dream. Shows the future. What Nebuchadnezzar dreamt, he has never seen it before. Now, two. Let's look at Joseph in Egypt. Pharaoh had a dream. The way the dream is, eh? You need a proper person who has the wisdom of God to interpret. So when you have any dream, don't take it so raw. Please look for the right people to interpret the dream for you so that you will not back panic. But what we are saying is God used that form to also communicate to so many people. Jacob, God revealed himself through vision, dream, to show him that do this, go here. He saw a ladder from heaven to the earth. Then angels were clamping. He fought with an angel. So many things can happen. But originally, you need to see those features and how you can interpret them. Not everybody can hear from God directly. In those days, many people struggle to hear from God. God speaks us through men who can interpret for people to understand. Now, this thing happens when the children of Israel, the first church, choose not to hear from God again. The people of Israel,
Israel man for
the whole word of prophet that appeared. Abraham was a prophet, but he was not prophesied to people as one in one. No, but God, the Bible called him Abraham as a prophet.
Abraham
Now let's read Deuteronomy chapter number 5 verses 25 to 27. You understand this right now.
Deuteronomy 5.
Yeah.
For who is there of all flesh that have heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? 27. Go thou near and hear of all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. Amen.
Now, you know the encounter Moses had with God. Twice Moses went to the mountain, fasted for 40 days. The first one was the covenant, which he brought the tablet. And the disobedience of the children of God, he broke it. The second one, when he went, he came back, God told him that, I want to speak to my children directly. So they should sanctify themselves for 3 days. And I'm coming to this mountain. So the Bible described that the whole mountain was full of what? Like smoke. God descended upon that mountain. And the people could not stand. When they heard the voice of God, they couldn't. So this scripture is referring to us that the people demand from Moses that no, we don't want to hear from God directly again. But go, any information, just get it and deliver to us. So that brings the room of a prophet.
Aha.
Now, in my doctorate or in my master's, I wrote a thesis about prophecy.
Ntibra tofo ye ne masters no ne wo mo otro ye ne fa enkomhyem.
So I learned so many things about this thing that I'm preaching about.
Ti osuani ma be pray for a difusem ho enu bi na one ye che ene
de. And five reasons why that people refuse to hear from God.
Senti enuma nimpa ne ka se yem pese ye betie nyame ne.
Number 1,
edikan.
The people fear God.
Efe ne nimpa no
they fear the kind of thing that they saw. They rejected the voice of God. Number 2, they could not understand what God was saying. The voice of God is like a tender. Now, number 3, they needed an assistant because God presence was not conducive for them to stand. Number 4, it is because they have never heard from him directly in that way. Number 5, they needed an assistant because hearing God's voice is dynamic.
When you did for some say, and then put a bar, I just will be at Trevor's here.
Now, so these are some of the things that made them not to hear from God directly.
When in your mouth, do I am many panel and person of a tear radiant.
So the people appointed Moses,
and Tinipan one will ye Moses say,
that be our prophet,
ye did for.
Then when God speak to you,
now say, Radino Cassa,
bring the information to us.
What the end, seminal upbringing
that comes by. People receiving from God, delivering to men.
One
day, the Lord allowed Moses to choose 70 men. And he took the spirit upon Moses. And he placed it over the 70 people. And they all prophesied. And one day Moses just said, I wish every one of us would be a prophet. Please, don't hear what people are saying outside against prophets. Don't listen to such an abusement words. It's wrong. The office of the prophet is still there. God is working.
Social media TV so
now the benefit of hearing God's voice. There is the benefit of hearing God's voice. Number 1. Without the voice of God, man is limited in everything. The journey of Abraham. Today we are having Israel. It came at the result of hearing from God. Name our forefathers. And hear how they have a proper communication system with God. So, in our days, is God far from us?
So,
no. It depends on us. Our availability. Our association. How do you dedicate yourself for God?
So
in our dispensation, we are too privileged to have the Holy Ghost.
So
the God himself, the God that reveals, speak, is here with us. So we have to even benefit from God more than those ancient people. Number 2, the world is created by God and he knows what he can do to survive of mankind. So when you follow God's voice, you will not go to ditch.
No.
You see, I am not only talking about the, I will come back to it, but I'm talking about the way you hear God's message. Whatever I'm saying here is prophecy. not calling you one in one.
Yes, my friend, now your friend say me who debi debi.
This information, whatever you hear, it is teaching you to do something, and that is communication. How God wants people to understand Him.
And some of me can you so you radin some nipia, a radin nipa onam so ni makasa.
How would you survive when you refuse to hear from God?
We have
many people when they come to the top, or when they start life, they fought with their own will. But when they are climbing, they choose to find another path, to hear and consult another medium. That makes man a mistake.
In those
days, we have palm readers. We have people, they go and consult them. Here, they want to hear. This is human being want to hear. They know there is another creature somewhere. They believe. Our ancestors believe that. They go to consultation. With malam shrines and other things.
Yeko enkonya yifon chen malam fon chen chese yeko bisa.
So that has been our tradition. They believe that there is a suprema.
Enti yena nanom somuno na muta ko ebisa sense wo jidi se nyame bi wo ho.
Now when I was reading the account of James McKeown, and we found out that he said the Ghanaians believe when they came and they are doing evangelism, they believe that there is a creator God nyame wo ho. But they don't know how to worship him.
You see Osmofo Makion ba Ghana hu se ye ndie ne yaginya midi ne mom ne nim kwan a ye befa so asom ewrade
not him alone
enye onu nko a
now that was when I went to the conference. We went to evangelist Dak
Jordan Mills,
and I'm telling you he has built a museum and all this. Those our ancestors, forefathers, the missionaries that came, oh, they are all there.
And the reason money, Christola money, James McKeown, Momodi, Yamisumba, you know, Omoho.
Now, there is a way you need to hear from God. And when you hear from God, you will never miss your mark.
Yawakwanya, your first tier Radini, now tier Radinia, Unsira, Emo.
Glory of Heavy Ministry International, as the name of the church, came at the result of one morning whereby I have finished praying. I was lying down, I heard a voice. He said, write this name down. I said, what is the name? He said, write the name, Glory of Heavy Ministry. And I wrote. He said, this is the name of the church.
When he as a funny thing, Glory of Heavy Ministry International.
I always say that I do not form it by my mind, glory be to God, my Zion. No. The name came direct. When we went to Register General in those days, the name was there. Why? God cannot lie. There are many things that I personally, without the voice of God, I will never do, because that has brought us to this far. Most of the time, we believers misunderstand, or we don't hear. When we hear, we don't want to follow that voice. So many people has made a mistake, but when we made that mistake, coming back is difficult. People are going through challenges, problems, because they miss the voice. I pray this morning that the voice of God that you have been hearing at all times will be established with you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear believers say amen? You need to hear from God. Every believer has to build that morale, that contact with God. That rapport has to be established. Now, that is the reason why I'm saying that in our dispensation is far better than those days, because they will hear from one person will hear God's voice. So you need to have a way to hear from the Creator. He created you and He knows what He can do for you to survive. So please pay attention at all times. Now when we lack of His voice, we will miss His directions. The moment you lack to hear, you miss the direction. Sometimes we drivers, when you are going towards somewhere, but the voice will direct you that don't use this route.
And Nibika said,
say, oh no, this place is very the shortcut, so let me use that route. So before you realize, you go and meet traffic over there. He has seen it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He has seen the way. He has the map. He knows everywhere. But when sometimes when he speaks, we can't hear and follow his directions. Now most of time it is what? Beneficial to hear from the Creator himself. Can I hear believers? Amen.
Amen.
Now, is prophecy an old time dispensation or not?
Maybe so. So and come send it if we say yo and as a pam for frame yet that's so yet.
Prophecy in beginning, it is in the beginning, it happens in the old time, but it has not end in our dispensation.
And come show when I shall see it and me can say one Nancy Yem Pensono at that's so.
According to the fivefold ministry,
send ye brad day in you my ye at Tieno.
When Paul mentioned the fivefold ministry, the office of the prophet is still existing.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Now, these are some of the things we need to understand. And now, when we read the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11, 4 to 11.
Ephesians 4, the verse 11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, he gave some pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers. Now, because of the abusement of the office, that is what people are rejecting.
No.
In the fivefold ministry, the office of the prophet, it is still there. And the way we hear from them, it's that is the reason why many a times we don't believe certain prophecies. But the word of a prophet is very important. From a prophet is very important. Now, in 2 Chronicles 20:20, if I'm right,
yeah,
it said, believe in what?
The Lord your God.
And believe in what?
Believe in the prophet.
Now, the word is believe. Just believe. If you don't believe, you will not see God's manifestation. Now, the hindrances to prophecy, number one, is when you don't believe. Your heart is far from the truth. You challenge the words of God. Now, whenever you say that, any prophecy has to base on the scripture. Now, it's true. But let me ask you, in our environment, how we live, is it written in the Bible? So when I mention your name, or I mention where you come from, prophesying to you, and you said no, the prophecy does not base on the scriptures. So you don't believe.
You
are deceiving yourself. Prophecy formed by our environment. How our environment is, God speak through that. Now when you hate a prophet, it means that something has happened between you and a prophet. That is why you hate him. No. No. That doesn't mean that the office of a prophet has totally been destroyed. God is still speaking, talking to his people. God is still revealing himself. Now, when we read Ezekiel chapter number 1, verses 1, let's see how God also, another form God used to speak to his children. Ezekiel chapter number 1, verses 1.
Ezekiel 1, the verse 1.
Read.
Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Cheba, that the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God.
Now, the heavens were open, and I saw the vision of God. Now, this prophet saw the dry bones history. And God asked him question. Can these bones live? He said, "Thou knowest." Now, God said, "Prophesy." God has given the grace to speak for establishment. A true prophet, when he speaks, God answers. Whatever he says, surely has to come to pass. Prophecy comes with time. Prophecy comes with dates. Now, something can happen today. You can receive a prophecy. But maybe that prophecy will establish it maybe within a year. But you need to understand it. You need to have a heart to receive from God. Now, the Lord speaks truth in so many ways. Now, in your dreams, in your visions, through a prophet, and then when we are preaching, sometimes when you hear the word of God, when we are preaching like this, he said, is the pastor in my house? Because whatever he says, it's exactly, it is like he's in my house. The Lord is talking to you. Are you in the church? The Lord is talking to you. And it is a prophecy. You need to accept and believe it. Now, what about sorry, yeah, Kasa? Ni abowa dia so awo ye. Adene ne ye bom sadie ne so. Ye ka die na die na kan wetin say eye wa. O sorry na we this for natem. Just off when he preaching here, some style. I just off, I can't say my how. Do you understand it?
Yes, sir.
Anytime I'll be pass, sorry. Now, but Tinya Miasem, maybe be and shake you, no. What am I, sir? That's what Tinya Miasem, be this a sound. Something has to shift. We have the, we serve the God of yesterday, today, and forever. Our God is not a one-way God. I'm telling you, the reason why many people are not being blessed, we reject the truth. We reject it. Forgetting about the Bible said that Jesus said, "For you shall know the truth, and freedom will come out of the truth." So, people who are not free, in somehow, I'm talking about believers. Sometimes rejecting the truth will allow you to enter into difficulty. I am not saying that when you serve God, automatically everything goes. No. No, no, no. We pass through a lot of things. You go through so many things. No, nobody should preach to you if you're a believer, you will not go through so many things. Our master that we follow, before his name can be mentioned and everything will be possible in our life, he sacrificed himself. So without that sacrifice,
it is a Christ to for
it will be difficult for us today. We will have Christianity. But I'm talking about a prophet releasing a blessing over your life. In a general church, a church that capacity about 5,000, 10,000, 1,000. Now you see, when an information is coming, like our father in the Lord, Pastor Adibuye, he said, "There is a woman in this house. This thing has happened to you." The person is standing afar, but God can speak. You see, it is you who has to receive the word that this is what the Lord is telling me. And as you believe it, you will see something better is happening. Believe, every believer, you need to build up your faith. With that, you see, when your faith is not intact, it will be difficult. Faith is the anchor that drives us as a believers. We've been learning so many things, but you know, as we have a good prophet, we have fake prophet. And the Bible says that by their fruit, we shall know them. Do you understand it?
What am I saying?
Now you see, ni papi wo hono mo a adwene no ana omo de kasa. Ade na adwene ene kasa. Adwene ode kasa ni yes, ye de adwene nya me kasa fam. But enya de wa hu bibi. O kasa firi ni hono. E to da bia, ade ne nsi so. Wow, o ka e ba ade ne ye bi. E no nkyere se a difo ya trofo. No, it is. Can we say the baby are bet me a mistake? Or you defo? Or bet me a mistake? Or defo be a by mamma for way in terminal infancy?
Yeah.
Now, Yankopon's mom said the scripture for me. Uncle Kansam entered one of the kings. Okoye, Eddie, message in a coy. Oko we a yellow. I know the fufu for a cronym. In that meeting, Odifuone kasa wie no hene challenge no hene nsa echeku Musa. Enti after oyɛ na dwuma wie nsa na Odif senior prophet bi wɔ hɔ a na ma ɛwɔ meeting ase. Na mo kɔka kyerɛ papa sɛ ɛnɛ de papa obi atu wade so. Odifu pani bi a waba. Na dwuma ɔbɛyɛ ɛnya kro. Now, to cut that long story short, na me asuma ne mane ko perform a miracle. It was so strange, but there was a prophet, senior prophet, who said God that says God. But now na nyame nkasai, because God warned him not to eat, not to drink in that town, but the prophet deceived him. Odidi and moyi, and the same prophet na o share in kombone, the same prophet no. If the next prophet in the corner or some friend in the church and yame say okay unko do jata bewe wo kwanzo, God has spoken, nyame aka asemachiro, you refuse to follow the instructions of God. Anytime you refuse God's instructions, something is ahead. We need to believe. Build your confidence in God. Among all the medium that we used to communicate to believers, I will urge you that you should understand the word of God. Build yourself in the word of God. God's word will never change. Error can come through a prophet. But the word of God will never change. Please, where is your heart? Believe God. Accept God's information. Now, when God speaks to you through dreams, if you don't understand, ask. When God is communicating to you through his message, have a way. If it is in a vision form, understand it. Adipiara, nyame person de namusu enemu kasantie. Titiru. So wabaso. And same biara nyame bekano opopa o se wonhira anopai masem nyina wie ye ne se
Jesus
and commission twa jinyame di
amen
e kwan ya nyame be faso ni wakasa obeten ntem no
Jesus
ana wo nema be koso ntem no e ye nyame ne. If you hear God's voice now follow e de wutru meka and pem bebre wo ho a ye betimi ahye wonkom ne ba wo hunu ne e de wanim Jesus obegie di. Don't reject a prophet. Anytime you don't believe, you will never have the performance. Nothing will establish for you. Obi biara di uba sori benyame fie na nyame asem ba. Like how sometimes we be doing, I can call you and prophesy. E se me wie me be bompae mo bi. Denti ya nyame se me bompae ma. Emre nyame kasa no unyina ho bi. Eti se oda oti se na di na nyame na mo de ohun den. Una ohun yi obi hu. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can't see, but God has given the grace for somebody to see. Just get that understanding. But the last thing I will say is how you need to walk with the Holy Ghost. How you have to walk with the Holy Spirit. Be very careful and know how to walk with the Spirit. At any time God speaks, move. It is sometimes difficult, but do it. Holy Spirit will not teach you wrong thing. But he will all the time correct you when you go wrong. The best prophet is the Holy Spirit.
And original.
But he's so closer to us. Follow his voice. Move with him. Just walk with him. And as much as you do, you will come to a point people will ask you, ah, where did you go? No. You lift up your hand and say, the Lord will not disappoint you. He's a faithful God. He is the God that makes things possible. When you go through, he is waiting for you. He will never despise you. But have patience. Serve God at all times. Don't use God like a dummy. Then when you are good, things are right before you serve. No. Serve God at any time, any day, when you have or you don't have, serve God. Appreciate
Him.
And the last thing,
is
honoring your prophet. A vessel that you do not honor, it will never profit you. How to receive a prophet? How to honor a prophet? Now listen. There are many at times God speaks to people concerning his prophet, but we refuse. Now, with this, what did we are? A shame come. A yet, biblical. I'm telling you. Yet, what teaches in the bedu baby? Diff for penny or common den. A brewana, repeating you with you, Yamese Faman. Is it? A ye nippantin am a diff on Iatro for. Because nippanu gia, almost check was so. Just what shall come, then you move to so. Now, make a just a 3 days over, but yes, say ya oma. If no me or pequia or bemi, na or better atomoso, or quatrem, Momes animo, ain't he a ma a toddle be a normal can emblem? Unyini, any time prophecy come with fear, check it out. Cassana a muta, ye chira, ye careful. For God has not given us the spirit of so, sir, but who said accidental? Some bomb for a trip and just some catchers will be no minya cassa pa medi washing in yan man. Obiaman and inaho. Obu, I want Nam no be a shell, sister. Obu, a bodi, no agina. Minim Ufi, mammy said, he says, hey, foul for mammy, Nadia Mano. He said, Sabby, what do you mean? Who said the panel on Charles of Wadi and Tino? Esa obi na mabodi na ochi ni samuko ni pa bebre o ha ma ye victim ya ji omu fo nko Nyame ka chem first seat, second seat, third seat. 1, 2, 3. Sister, mame mompa ma na yenko. Come.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord told me when I'm preaching, I should pray for this sister. I don't know her. But God told me first seat, second seat, third. I said, I'm coming free her. The third person.
In the name of Jesus.
Mame shonwuye. It is a blessing waiting for you.
And then
me catch them say, there is an angel here.
Amen.
No, amen, baby. I can't go in you.
Amen.
I'm saying God said, so I can't lie to God. Said there are angels here. They have arrived. Oh, and you're important thing. Don't worry yourself. Now.
In the name of Jesus.
What someone will kind of medicine?
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
We are in the month of August. According to the time of life.
Jesus' name.
A year by this time.
Amen.
My sister in Kai said,
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. But
amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Ewurade awakasano. Ade biere beye barrier.
In the name of Jesus.
Ebe sorye tia.
Jesus name.
Emma nyame asem mam.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Ewo Jesus dimu. Amen.
Amen.
Bonsam kasiya pa. Onyankopon ewo se no ye na adwuma. Se akonwa ibia nanka ya mansa bi na eso betena. When you miss church, you miss your blessing. You may not know what God will do. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, JBP, we are within about 10 minutes, we will pray for others. And open the radius.
In the name of Jesus.
Just
appreciate
God. Give thanks to God. Honor the name of the Lord of God
in our head. Ikalala bahale malikonde ya.
Appreciate God.
Kushada dada bahade ayandele bada badoze.
Honor the name of the Lord.
Malikushe zalindele bahale balikonda. La balikonde le bahada ba le vale malikushe dada dada.
Le malikonde
le bahade la vale malikushe deka la balikonde ya dabada yopalende le bahada.
Zero zalabade kabada
dada. Le vale malikonde le bade le vale malikushe dada dada.
Give thanks to God.
Volikande le bade la balikushe dada dada. Elende le bada bada.
Every malikushe
zadeka dabade.
Appreciate God.
Dayada iya valende le bada vole malikande le bade ayande le bada bade le balikusha da 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 ba alende le bada da da ba le vale malikusha de kada bahada le balikonde ya da 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 bade elende le bahada ya ba vole malikonde le bada bade le balikusha da 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 ba thank you Lord le malikonda iya da 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 bahade la balikusha de le bada yante le bada bada. In the name of Jesus.
I didn't ask him for no and I don't pay it. I was saying, one of my quasso the one sent papa and change. One young son you did for you, Matsia. Your bomb pire say, Finna de Copo Sumimu. And Sibia Betsia for what someone around the main Shiramaye. Bomb pire said, my 7 months as a passo. And I watch you for Sumimu in Shira. A Java quasso and San Yafinimu Pira. The Wadesh and Mania Mija. Obanum kungudi munsi. Amen.